We're in the halachas of Eruv Tumin. We are in the middle of the first sif in Tavches, and we'll be completing that first sif. So far we had the Mechaber Shita, that when someone makes an Eruv Tumin, and it's within 2,000 Amis of the city, he can walk from the place of the Eruv into the city, but only up to 2,000 Amis in the city. He doesn't get the entire city. The Ramah, we're now going to see, argues with that. V'yesh Omrim, says the Ramah, even if his 2,000 amas end in the middle of the city, mahalach b'chol ha'ir kula, the entire city is mutter for him to walk in. Avalo chutzala, but not more than that. Meaning, although if you're an inhabitant of the city, you get the city plus 2,000 amma, the halachi is that if you're just getting into the city out from the outside by way of your eruv, then you can only walk in the city and not pass there. Avlo chutzala. Now, the Mishnah Brura says that this is dealing with a very specific case, this Ramah, which is a case that we saw in the Machaber. The person lives in the city. He made an Erev Tumin outside the city, to within 2,000 amis of the city. And then he went back at night and he slept in the city. He slept in his house. He just wanted the Erev to be able to extend his tum. So remember, the halacha is that as an inhabitant of the city, he would have gotten 2,000 amis outside the city. He wanted to walk more than 2,000 amis outside the city. So to extend this 2,000 amis within the place that he could have walked on Shabbos, that means less than 2,000 amis outside the city, he was Kona Shvisa by way of his Erev Tumim, so he could now go walk further. He then went back at night and slept in the city. There the Ramah is holding that he's allowed to walk in the entire city. But let's say he didn't do that. Let's say he went and he put down his Erev Tumim and he slept there. There the halacha would be that he only gets 2,000 amis, and if it ends in the middle of the city, the Ramah will be molded to the Mechaber. That's how the Mishnah Brura learns it. And remember, this is only with regard to walking. Carrying will have the regular halachas of carrying, except that we saw before any place that he's allowed to and any place that he's allowed to walk and not carry, he's allowed to do zrika. Further, dim kolsa midozo besofa ir. Of the other way around, where he's allowed to carry but not walk, there he can throw. Yes. Vimkolsa midaso besofa ir. What happens if the shear, yeah, and the Ramah ends v'yesh lahakol? The Ramah says you could be makel, and even though in the Bir Alach he brings lots of machmirim, he is so simir that you're allowed to be makel. Vimkolsa midaso besofa ir. What happens if it ends at the end of the city? Afal gavda dain ibur lifneha ir, kola ir kedalar amis. Now, even though the halachi is that whenever you have a city, we say that you get 70 plus amis outside the city, and only then do you start counting your 2,000 amma. So here, let's turn that into a chumrah. We said that where is it that he's allowed to walk for the entire city if it ends at the end of the city? What if it ends in the middle? Then he couldn't in such a case, in a case where it would. So let's say it ends at the end of the city, but then you have the Ibur Shalir, the extra 70 Amis. They don't count. Still, the whole city would be like Dalat Amis for him. Delo Amin on Ibur Shalir Ki Ir Lahachmer. You don't do that Lahachmer to go and limit him. Kol Mokom. Now, by the way, what happens if the Ibur Ir is also included in the 2,000 Amis? So the halacha is that he gets 2,000 Amis from the end of the Ibur. Wherever he made an Erev Tumin and he has 2,000 amas on all sides, Asur lo leilech litzofen v'ledarim rak neged rochav hamokam shakana bo shvisa. All you get is the square around where you were kona shvisa, and the corners, the Mishnah Brura adds. Vim eino rak dalan amas, kagon she'eina erev b'shus hayochid, Asur lo leilech l'chol ruach alpayim Rak Barochav Dalit Amosav Im Zavio Sehem. You only get 2,000 amis in the width of the four amis. What does that mean? So the Mishnah Brura says very simply, What he means is like this. Generally speaking, when you're in a city, you get outside the city an additional 2,000 amas in every direction, plus the four corners. So you get 2,000 amas to the right, 2,000 amas to the left, two to the top, two to the bottom, but you then add all the corners. But you get all of that in addition to the city. When you're not in a city, all you get is those 2,000 amas around your square of dalet amas. So you have a dalet al dalet amas. On top of that, you get 2,000 amas, and you get all the corners for that, but nothing more than that. When we call Malkom, im kol so hamida sofa ir, what happens if the entire city is included in his 2,000 amas? V'kula kedalet amosav, the whole city is considered like his dalet amas. Mutter leila kol rochba, he's allowed to walk for the entire width. V'yeshlo alpayim chutz le'ir, Litzofen v'ledorom, af al pi she'en lo rochav kol kach neged mokum shakona bo erev. Now, this piece of Ramah is a very big chiddush. What the Ramah is saying is as follows. What happens if he's got his erev tchumen in one place? So you put a square around that. The entire city is included only in one direction of his erev, of his tchum. That means, if he walks straight, then for the beginning of the city to the end, the 2,000 amas are all within his tumen. However, the width of the city is not completely included in his 2,000 amas. The city is wider than that, which means the length of the city is totally included, but the width isn't. The Ramah paskins that you can walk in the entire city then, it's considered that the whole thing is nivla. Now there are the Mishnah Berurah brings down that there are many that are cholik with the Mishnah Berurah, with the Ramah, and they say that if the city is not completely nivla, that means width wise, the halacha is that you would not be able to you would not have the 2,000 amis. All you would have it. I mean the 2,000 amis michutz la'ir. All you would have is the 2,000 amis in the direction that it's nivla, that it is included in your tchum. But the part that was not included in your tchum, from there you wouldn't have 2,000 amis. So even though the entire length of the city was included, which would give you 2,000 amis after that to the length, because we call that all dalet amis, if the entire width of the city was not included in your tchum, we wouldn't give you an additional 2,000 amis on either side for the width.